Tallahassee Community College's Wakulla Environmental Institute hopes to train a generation of future park rangers, and they believe a tract of land on the west side of Wakulla Springs State Park could be the perfect classroom. The Institute's executive director, Bob Ballard, says the campground TCC wants to build will give students a unique and important experience.
People think the park rangers are out in the woods all the time with their doing prescribed burns or they're doing invasive plant management. About 80% of the time is spent with hospitality issues, dealing with the visitors that come into state parks.
The project is a scaled-back version of a proposal Ballard made in 2011 when he was deputy secretary of the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. That idea was scrapped in response to public criticism. The current plan calls for a 60-site campground, two paved parking lots and roads, as well as a boardwalk surrounding Cherokee Sink. Former president of the Friends of Wakulla Springs and co-founder of the Wakulla Springs Alliance, Ron Piasecki, is advising TCC on the project. He says the plan is just a first draft, but thinks TCC can be an important partner for the State Parks Service.
There's an organization that's willing to put up $3.5 million to do a lot of things that the parks would do if they could. This is a concept that's just getting started. Bear with it. Let's all work together. Thank you.
But not everyone was happy with the proposal. Sandy Cook, the former manager of the Wakulla Springs State Park, says TCC shouldn't build a campsite on the land.
I'd like to offer an alternative to this proposal. TCC should talk with Wakulla County about the management of the Newport Campground. It's on trustees' land. It was built with a FERDAP grant, public land, public money, and it wouldn't cost TCC $3 million. Thank you.
TCC's final proposal has yet to be submitted, and there will be further opportunities for public comment. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.